This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. At least three rockets landed near Erbil International Airport in the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region of Iraq, killing one, wounding five people, according to a coalition spokesperson. Colonel Wayne Morato on Twitter said initial reports that indirect fire landed on coalition forces in Erbil. There was one civilian contractor killed, five civilian contractors injured, and one U.S. service member injured. A statement from the Kurdish Interior Ministry said a number of rockets were fired towards Erbil and its outskirts around 9:30 p.m. local time, and some people were wounded, but it offered no further details. It was not immediately clear if a U.S. military base housing U.S. troops near the airport was the target of the attack. Hundreds of anti-coup protesters gathered at a junction in Yangon Tuesday. It's a key crossroad from which groups fanned out to other points, including the embassies of the United States and China. They held banners demanding the release of the deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi and CDM signs. CDM refers to the civil disobedience movement that has seen doctors, engineers, and others in Myanmar refuse to work until the military release elected political leaders and return the country to civilian rule. Some laid on the ground in a silent protest with their eyes covered. The World Health Organization has granted an emergency authorization to the coronavirus vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The move should allow the UN Health Agency's partners to ship millions of doses to countries as part of a UN-backed program to tame the pandemic. The WHO said it was authorizing the AstraZeneca vaccines made by an Indian and South Korea AstraZeneca Corporation. This is VOA News. A foundation based at Tel Aviv University honors a U.S. top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has won a $1 million Israeli prize for his work during the coronavirus pandemic. The Dan David Foundation did not mention former President Donald Trump, but it credited Fauci for courageously defending science in the face of uninformed opposition during the challenging COVID crisis. Last month, after the change in administrations, Fauci admitted
there were things that were said, be it regarding things like hydroxychloroquine and other things like that, that really was uncomfortable because they were not based on scientific fact.
Fauci won the Dan David Foundation Prize for Achievement in the Present in the Field of Public Health. I'm Mike Rossia.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continues to take criticism for the lethal path the coronavirus took through New York's nursing homes, but he is insisting that the state did not cover up details. AP's Ben Thomas.
There was a delay.
Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledged officials should have moved faster to release information. The state has been forced to acknowledge its count of nursing home deaths excluded thousands of residents who perished after being taken to hospitals.
We didn't answer every question, so it allowed the void to be created. The void begets disinformation. The disinformation begets pain of people. I take responsibility for that.
But at a news conference, Cuomo insisted
all the deaths in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported.
Cuomo says he'll have reforms involving hospitals and nursing homes in the upcoming state budget. I'm Ben Thomas.
In New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the first batch of 60,000 vaccines had arrived in the country Monday. As authorities continued to investigate how a strain of a highly transmissible variant was found in three members of an Auckland family. Ardern added that the vaccine would undergo safety checks before border workers start receiving vaccinations from Saturday. In Auckland, the infections sent nearly 2 million residents into a three-day lockdown Sunday, which prompted Australia to suspend an arrangement that allowed New Zealanders to enter the country without serving a 14-day hotel quarantine period. Auckland's lockdown was the first in 6 months. After a hard shutdown early in the pandemic appeared to have largely eliminated local. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.